Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 12-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Why, Spoily Ode, Dragon, why? Why, Spoily Ode, Dragon, why?
So, here we are on a cloudy, overcast Sunday morning.
Oh, it ain't cloudy and overcast anymore. It's raining.
Is it raining already? Okay. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show anyway.
There were some sprinkles on my box, and they weren't the sprinkles that go on a donut.
Not those kind of sprinkles I was going to say. Yeah. Anyway, we'll cover that later, folks. We'll get around to that after a while, but welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. This last Sunday of June, next week.
It snuck up fast.
Is
I thought we had July another week. Yeah, I thought it was the 18th, and it was the 28th. And I was like, oh, my. I guess I have some time off next week.
Yeah. So y'all going to be off for a whole week, huh?
Yeah, just like every year.
Yeah, I know Roy's good about doing that. Yeah. And over there at that Butch Cassidy place. Yeah.
So honestly, he just wants a week of us not bothering him.
I can understand that. Yeah. I can understand for sure, but – Roy needs a week off anyway, too. Well, y'all get about two a year.
One. Roy gets plenty. We get one.
I'm talking about isn't Christmas.
It's just
day or two. It depends on when it falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of customers that are closed this whole week.
Yeah. Oh, well, there ain't no business.
Yeah. So it's a slow. Well, I was in a wine business. I was just talking to somebody about this. Well, I was talking to Raul about it. Mm-hmm. The other day at Empanola.
Yeah.
I went by Empanola.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. Anyway, cool place. Cool guy.
Love it.
And he was talking about, hey, you know, kind of slowing up in this area. But I said, you know, that's right. You up here in this area, these people have beach homes and waterfront homes and whatever. And Memorial Day weekend, they're gone.
Yep.
And they'll be back about around the 1st of August because they got to get back and get their uniforms, get their books, get their class, you know, sign up for school and all that. And then I can always tell because in the restaurants that really cater to champagne and mimosas drinkers, that business picked up, and so did my sparkling wine sales and Pinot Grigio sales. Mm-hmm. In the grocery stores picked up because I said, well, they're all back in town. They're not at the beach anymore.
Well, in the restaurant industry, you're taught that during the summertime, 25% of your customer base is on vacation at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those of us in this industry, you know, if we get 1 week of vacation, we're crazy about it. Most people get like 3 or 4 weeks of vacation. That's unfathomable to me. I've never worked any job ever where I got more than 1 week of vacation.
When I worked for Alabama Crown, I got up to 4 weeks, and then I quit.
I think at Hertz, you had to be there with Hertz rental car. You had to be there 5 years to get a second week. As soon as I hit 5 years, was fully vested in my pension, I put applications in, went back to the restaurant industry. Because I hated life in a cubicle.
I did a career change. I went into pharmaceutical sales and
drug dealer.
Went from alcohol to drugs, and then I went back to alcohol again. Yeah. So
that's generally the way it works.
Two and a half years later, I was back in the wine business and loved it ever since. So,
well said.
Yeah.
Can I quote you on that? Something.
That's
do you spell that with a silent Q?
I don't say know if I can say
it. I think it's going to go into a promo.
We have this recorded, right?
Well, anyway, we're going to go ahead and let the bag out of the cat right now.
The bag out of the cat?
I discovered Thursday. I watched a video from a guy who does travel videos around the South. And he's actually from Athens, Georgia. And he went into enemy territory and spent few days in Auburn, Alabama. Happened to be there on the day that Auburn was playing Alabama at Coleman Coliseum, the game that sealed the SEC championship for Auburn. So he got to be standing in a deserted downtown Auburn and all of a sudden have 10,000 college kids come and start rolling Toomer's Corner.
Was that back in Pat Dye's era?
No, this happened last, like, 3 months ago. Oh, no, it's the football-only crowd. If it ain't football and you want to hear anything, that means you're not a fan. You're not a fan of the University of Alabama if all you care about is football. You're a fan of just the football.
Don't they have an education program, too?
Yeah, it's mediocre. No, seriously, it's on state rankings. I think they're the 13th best academic institution.
That wasn't the joke, but anyway, go ahead.
But he,
oh, was that
he
a joke? Not a joke.
He went by a donut shop in Auburn that makes something called mochi nuts.
Okay,
mochi donuts. For those who don't know, mochi is a pastry from Japan made with rice flour. The most common place you see it here in the States is what's called mochi ice cream, which is a ball of ice cream with this dough around it.
Ooh.
And you just pop it.
Ooh.
And, well, these folks make donuts from that dough. So I went on to the South Alabama Foodies Facebook page, and our good buddy, Mr. Yamaguchi, Chase.
I said, stick your nose in it.
I did some research. Most people think they're from Japan or from Korea. They were actually invented in Hawaii. And we know somebody who was invented in Hawaii. But someone else said, there's only one place in the area that serves them.
A pineapple bush.
Yeah. Which they don't eat in Hawaii. They just grow it.
Okay.
But they said the Lickin' Good Donuts on 90 near Azalea is the only place in the area that does them. So I stopped by this morning, and we got a half dozen, and we fit in to get up into them. They had five flavors. They were out of one. So we have two cream cheese, a chocolate, a cinnamon sugar, and two with matcha.
Ah.
Matcha, for people who don't know, is a green tea.
Yeah.
But they don't steep the tea leaves and then throw them out. They grind it into a powder, and they mix the powder into a drink. So
right.
It's kind of thick. Incredibly healthy drink.
Yes, it is.
Flavor-wise, it depends on your individual.
But what about on a donut?
Yeah. We fit to find out because you're getting the green ones.
Well, if you're a little bit of everything. If you're a Krispy Kreme guy, this may not be for you.
Yeah. So since they were invented in Hawaii, this is American food right here. Right there is American food.
Like hot dogs. And
yeah. So we're going to get into them here in a minute.
You can break them up.
Yeah, we can. They look like eight tiny little donut holes duct taped together.
I'm going to tell you after a while what they look like when we're off the air.
I'm going to help the listener.
You never were much of a rabbit hunter, were you, Mike?
Well, I discovered something as well called the Flying Biscuit Cafe. I want to talk about that, where it's apparently opening on Old Shell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out where it's at right now on Old Shell.
Yeah, we're thinking it's in the shopping center with Rouse's at what used to be Chataway Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah, and right across the street, you've got Soul Bowls.
Soul Bowls, which is guiltless dessert.
Empanola.
Yeah, Empanola.
And guess what's opening in between them?
Lickin' Good Donuts. And as trendy as affluent as Spring Hill is, I'm sure they will put in the time to make the mochi nuts. The guy at Lickin' Good on 90 told me they're the only ones that do it because these are more difficult to make than Western-style donuts.
Basically right across from the college there, isn't it?
It's
down the road.
Yeah,
it's same side of the road.
Yeah, it's like the college is behind the shopping center they're in, the church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's on that corner, so the college campus is behind that shopping center.
Oh, okay. I was thinking campus on the right-hand side, but okay, because it's over there. Where's the?
Well, it depends on which way you're going on Old Shell.
Yeah. Cafe, what's the per diem
coffee shop? Carpe Diem is across the street.
Okay.
This is on the same side with the campus. But you remember where the Five Guys
used
to be there?
The donut shop is at the top of the hill on the same side as Carpe Diem.
No. Carpe Diem's across the street.
No.
I got 10
seconds. No, I'm not talking about this one.
Oh. A different donut?
It's Rouse's.
Oh. He's talking about the biscuit store. Yeah, we're talking about where the donut
shop is. Listen to what I say, folks. I'm the one sitting here going, duh. 251-343-0106. Give us a call. Give us a text.
Or don't. You know what?
Or we just got donuts.
Watch us eat.
For more than a decade, they are the dynamic duo of dining. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
We're about to get the show. I'm enjoying having the milky note right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm great.
You're supposed to eat them on the air, not in the break.
Oh, the box is almost gone.
Ooh, this stuff's good. Look here, folks. This stuff's good. This stuff's good.
Wow. So the matcha, they're using just enough to give it color. I really didn't taste any matcha to it. It's just sweet. It's fine donut.
Like a no matcha.
The chocolate is really good. The cinnamon sugar, which Steve's over there enjoying, that's nice.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Needs a little bit more cinnamon.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. I could see that. This cream cheese is out of this world. That's really good.
So these are from Lickin' Good?
Yeah, Lickin' Good Donuts on Highway 90. They're the only ones that serve them. Now, Michael,
It's different. It's not the definite, you know, like you said, with the
rice flour instead
of the rice flour.
Now, I don't know their exact recipe, but if it's just rice flour with no wheat flour mixed in, that's a naturally gluten-free donut.
There you go.
Yeah.
That cream cheese. Cream cheese one is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That is just superb. I agree with
that. Man, the rice flour is a different taste. I mean, it really doesn't have
And the texture's a little different.
Chewier. It's a little chewier.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, if you like fried food, and most of us do, like fried chicken, anything you would fry in a flour batter, replace part of that flour with rice flour, you will have the crispiest coating you have ever had.
Really?
It makes flour for chicken fried steak, all that, much crispier.
I like me some crispy
chicken. Yeah, just replace about a quarter of the regular flour with rice flour. It's really crispy.
My mom made a chicken dinner every Sunday, full bird, did the whole thing, and the only thing I ate was the breast. I couldn't do dark meat.
Oh, I love dark meat.
Not me. But my dad.
He's scared of flavor.
My dad, he would give mom the leg or the wing, and the rest is his. But how she did what she called the fetters. Fetters, F-E-D-D-E-R.
We pulled those off.
Well, yeah, I said fetters, F-E-D-D, not F-E-A-T-H-E-R-S.
He is from Mississippi. He don't know how it's spelled.
He didn't know how to spell, barely, right.
Okay.
So, essentially, the crispy, so the flour and how you, and she would do it in milk. And, oh, man, dude, that gravy. I spent years trying to get that recipe down. There's just a particular blend of putting in just the right amount of flour and milk to get that nice brown gravy.
And sometimes they add water to the egg batter if you use an egg batter. Egg wash. Well, I've seen so many recipes say, and 2 tablespoons of water. Why is that?
Just stretching that egg out a little more so it's not quite as gummy. It's the same thing. If you're making scrambled eggs or an omelet, you should put a teaspoon of water for every egg you use.
I used to use
milk. Milk will scorch your eggs.
Ooh, that chocolate one's good now.
Yeah. Yeah, milk is not a good idea in your scrambled eggs or your omelets because it will scorch way before the eggs do.
Mm-hmm.
And that can leave you with an off-putting taste. Water is the perfect thing.
Not a good smell in the house either.
Oh, yeah. You mean from the scorched
fire
milk
alarm,
or just Mike
know?
And I?
Yeah.
So the other thing that I also saw in South Alabama Foodies this morning, we've been talking about it. Bon Me Cafe is now open on Azalea Road. As they are billed in New Orleans, Vietnamese po' boys.
Ah.
But so Mike and I are probably going to try that in the next week or two.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you say that, Vietnamese po' boys. It's a Vietnamese bakery over there that now is, has the hottest bread for po' boys, the hottest French bread for po' boys now. See it everywhere you go now. They're baking most a lot of the bread for, and they're known for their king cakes. People are lined up.
You talking about the shop in Ocean Springs?
No, this is a bakery, a Vietnamese-owned bakery in New Orleans now.
Okay.
They've taking over the po' boy bread business over there.
Well, I'm all for it because the banh mi bread, which is a very traditional French-style bread because, as we've discussed, Vietnam was a colony or a property of France for several hundred years, and it highly influenced their food, and which is where the banh mi comes from. It's a fusion dish of Asian ingredients inside of French bread with another condiment that's kind of French too, which is pâté, pork liver pâté, which is used as a condiment like we would mayonnaise.
Mm.
It's just spread on the bottom of the bread.
David Hubble says...
Never heard of him.
He said, heck yeah, I just put heck in there. He actually said something else. Heck yeah, looking good is great.
Yep.
He takes the he bribes his employees and staff with boudin kolaches.
Yeah, I greatly enjoy that. When I went the other day on my off day, I went to Sims to see if they had these donuts, and they did not. So I got the apple fritter. Their apple fritters are spectacular, and I have always said the apple fritter is the unsung hero of the donut world.
I want to tell you.
Love an apple fritter.
Remember, folks, if you're late for work, go by Looking Good, because you're not the person.
Or any other locally owned donut shop.
Yes, you're not the guy who's late for work. You're the guy who thought of everybody else and brought them kolaches and donuts and
biscuits. Well, those are still donuts. They're mochi nuts.
Mochi nuts. Bring them some mochi nuts.
Yeah. Have you ever had the mochi ice cream I was talking about?
I don't think I have.
It's real. I mean, it's like two bites. And used to be the only place we could get them was at Whole Foods, which incidentally was the only thing we could afford at Whole Foods as well, which is why we don't have Whole Foods. But for like $2, you'd get two mochi ice creams. They had assorted flavors there. And they have flavors we would recognize, of course, chocolate, cappuccino, vanilla, strawberry mochi. Because the ice cream is what changes the flavor. Mm. The mochi is just, you know, dough on the outside. But the best one was the ones they made from those Chinese red beans, which have a lot of natural sugar to them and are used primarily in desserts in Asia. Just delicious ice cream made from it, though.
That matcha is, like you said, you could tell in a matcha if you've never had matcha tea.
Yeah.
It's got a kind of a back of your throat flavor. Same thing here. Really
now I'm
going to
be looking for that now and give it a try.
It's good. It's good.
David says it's, I'm probably messing this up, Dang Fong Bakery.
Oh, okay.
Dang Fong Bakery.
Is it D-A-N-G?
In New Orleans. D-A-N-G.
That's Dang. You got it right.
And then Fong, P-H-O-U-N-G.
Yeah. Dang Fong is how I would pronounce
Roy
it.
Roy and I was over there at French Quarter Fest one day, and we were at the Oak Street Pool Boy Festival. He said, get a picture of that box. I might start ordering this bread because he loved it so much. He did.
Yeah, it's got to be something to beat out Liedenheimer.
Mm-hmm. Or Gambino.
Yeah, and Gambino is what Roy uses. Liedenheimer, I prefer between the two, especially for the last couple of years. Gambino is having a lot of consistency issues. We'll have loaves that come in and just the brightest, shiniest crust on the outside, and then the next one comes in and the bread didn't rise right, and they put no egg wash or anything on
the inside. It's real thin toward the middle.
Yeah, and it's just, and I mean, you'll get a case of it in. There's two, I think it's 25-inch loaves, mm-hmm. I believe, that we're using, and every two-pack will look totally different. Huh. Like a different person made it or is made on a different day. The consistency with Gambino's has been rough the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And that may be because all their good people are going to work for Dang Fong.
Dang Fong.
Yeah. Like I'm sitting here movie. Just, we've got one last whole cream cheese mochi nuts.
There's me. Enough for all four of us.
Mm-hmm. Or me, because I paid for it all.
We can get two nuts each.
Have you tried the, oh yeah, you had the cinnamon
I'm
sugar.
I'm not going there, no.
Yeah, I just walked over it because we didn't need to backtrack. We got a guest in the next segment, Michael.
Who we got?
Yeah.
Who we got?
Danny Calametti.
Oh, yeah. We've heard of him. Is that two sets of lights over
it
there?
It is. Just a, well, yeah. Okay. I'll make a Star Trek joke here at the point, but nobody gets it. So.
We're safe, man. Four None lights. Of us are wearing a red shirt.
Four lights.
Sorry. There are
four lights.
Actually, I think it was there were three, and he was trying to tell him it was four.
Okay. We just lost about half everybody who's listening, but that's okay.
No, I've looked at our demographics. They ain't nobody listens to this show under 40 years old. They all got it. Our other category is anything below 40. Our other three categories are like 40 to 55, 55 to 65, and dead.
And then those
That's
are
the three categories
parents,
we get.
Right? Yeah, yeah, I got it.
251-343-0106. When we come back, we're going to yak with Danny Calametti.
What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That's Pink Panther for a second. Put on just the saxophone part. Which, written by Henry Mancini.
Indeed.
Yeah. What other movie titles did he write? Moon River.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Henry Mancini. There's a lot of movie. He was the movie theme guy
Arthur.
Before John
theme,
Williams came
Theme
on.
For Arthur.
Yeah.
That's Christopher Cross.
No, he sung it.
Oh, you're
Cena
talking about
it.
The song.
The song, When You Get Stuck Between the Moon and New York City.
Yeah, Christopher Cross wrote that on an airplane that was circling New York City.
Mancini did.
Oh, Mancini wrote it on an airplane that was circling New York City.
He was stuck around. Christopher Cross. Christopher Cross performed it.
He was down. He was watching Chris Cross sailing.
Yeah. Christopher Cross came to Belmont University when I went there. For people who aren't familiar with Belmont University, its main focus is music business. It is literally across the street from Music Row.
At least
where Music Row used to be. There's no more Music Row.
The reason I know this is because Casey Kasem told it on his show one
time. Then it's gospel. But Christopher Cross came to our school to speak to the music business majors. Mm-hmm. And he said they were going to have a Q&A session. He said, the only question I don't field is what was it like to be at the top of the charts? He said, and the reason I don't talk about it is I have absolutely no memory of the period of my life where I was famous.
Wow.
Don't do drugs. He said, I was on so many things. He goes, I don't remember the Grammys. I don't remember the Academy Awards. I don't remember having a number one record. I don't remember having a number one single. I don't remember any part of that part of my life.
Being a part of that business in my life, I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, you and I both walked in those circles. And we got that famous picture of Johnny Cash high off of pills eating a cake inside a shrubbery in his underwear.
Right.
You know?
Good times.
Yeah. So we both know what the real music industry can be like. But Danny's going to tell us about food and food sport and probably bacon and music in an old fort and all kinds of
Well, you know,
stuff.
Danny's just a rock star in himself.
Yeah, it's true.
All in himself.
Whereas Mike and I are pebble stars.
It's always good to see what kind of introduction I'm going to get it coming into this. we were on safe ground there until we got to talk about drugs and cake in a bush.
Well, you missed the two nuts part, so you're all right.
All right, there you go. All right, so let's talk music first. I just got off the phone with Mayor Jeff Kye. You're probably the best small-town mayor in the state of Alabama.
Yes, sir. Good man.
And we just want to reinforce the fact that we are good, rain or shine. It's been raining at Dolphin Island, but we got a fallback. They got a nice community center down there. So we'll make the call a little bit later on this afternoon, and we're either going to be at the port, which the acoustics are fabulous at Fort Gaines down there, for Gretz Lyles and the Modern Eldorados. That's going to be 6 to 8 tonight. If the weather doesn't look like it's going to hold, we'll move to the community center, which is just right across, right before you get to the intersection down there, right across from the little, what is the shop down there? Anyway, right before you get, you won't miss the community center. So we're good, rain or shine. Still bring your lawn, even if we're inside, you don't have to bring your chairs because we'll have something set up there. They'll have chairs, but you can bring your snacks and your adult beverages and your kids, maybe not your dogs if it's going to be inside. It's going to be.
They do allow dogs on a leash in every building on the island. It is law.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. These guys are pumped up about playing the island. So if you haven't seen Modern Eldorados, it's a fun performance. And I got some food to talk about too. So we'll talk Colon, Michigan. I could never make myself say Colon because I felt like I was making them the butt of a joke.
I like what you did there. I'm missing 5 feet of mine.
That's exactly how you pronounce it though. But
really, I would just say Cologne.
I was going to ask about that. I was going to ask about that.
So, but I went up there. A buddy of mine that I worked with down on Orange Beach, his brother was running a contest, and they've been doing it for a number of years. And it's just been a more casual judging affair. They four or five judges sit around and stick their thumb up in the air and figure out which way the wind is blowing. So they wanted to move it to a World Food Championship certified event next year. And so we did this as under that judging criteria, under our EAT judging criteria. Had 22 teams. We did a lot of work prepping the judges because we had 15 judges. And we also had to tell the teams, this is how you're going to be judged this year. And there was a lot of pushback because it's change and people don't like change. But it really worked out well. We had a great event. And I got to talk a little bit about some of the judges. We had a World Food competitor judging, and both of her sous chefs were at different tables. So we're there. We had some executive chefs from the area. There's just some wonderful cooks in the area. But I want to talk about one in particular. There's a chef, Jimmy Lee Hill. And Chef Hill is the culinary chef at the prison up there at Lakeland Correction. He's put together for years, he's done a culinary program to teach these inmates, to give them some purpose, give them some guidance, give them some real hope. And this, they made a film out of it, and the film is actually a James Beard award-winning documentary. It's a fabulous program. Chef Hill is just a great human being, but you know, his idea is these guys, when they get into prison, they lose their humanity. That's part of the whole process of going to prison is you're no longer human. And so teaching them these culinary skills brings that bit of humanity back. It's just a fabulous program. And then the other thing, in this little small town, I had the opportunity to go to a farm to table that was hosting this chef that was hosting it. Is out of Chicago, and he's just a fabulous chef, and it was a wonderful farm to table. I'm not the most foo-foo eating person, so he had all these really nice dishes. It was five or six courses of tastings. It was just delicious. But we had 60 people, paid $100 a piece, in this little small town, people coming from Chicago and everywhere to go there. These two guys have host dinners on Friday and Saturday night, and they have a lineup of James Beard Award winners, Michelin chefs come in. They sell out a year in advance. Huh. It's an old farmhouse that they converted, that they restored. It's just a great setting. It was a wonderful night. I did thank the community for their hospitality because going up to Mission, not only were they gracious, but they pumped the temperature up to 92 degrees, so I'd feel just at home.
Now, was this in the UP? Were you in Upper Peninsula, or were you in the main?
I don't know where I was. I was 2 hours outside of Detroit. I just got in car, and it took me wherever I went.
Yeah,
over near Kellogg. About an hour outside of Kellogg.
Yeah, the Upper Peninsula is actually north of Wisconsin and does not touch any of the rest of the state. You have to drive through Canada to get to the Upper Peninsula.
No, I wasn't. I didn't cross that Canadian border.
They don't have a ferry?
Across Lake Michigan? Yeah, but it would take hours. That's a big lake. It's a
I did have my passport stamped to allow me to get across the Mason-Dixon line, so I had that stamp done.
Oh, you had your star ID?
There you go. So two other events coming up this week. We got at our good friend Billy Stitz.
Yeah.
He does a bacon, beer, and biker night on Wednesday night.
Great.
It's a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And so this Friday night, the Sea Glass Initiative, I'll get it out in just a minute, is the host charity, and they have a project called The Table. And it's basically a mobile food bank. They set up once or twice a week, and they bring hot food out to the community. They fed some 400, 500 people last week. And so this it's an opportunity for folks in the community to learn more about The Table and for The Table to raise some money. So it's a good time. You get to go eat Billy's food. He's got specials, drink specials, and they'll be over there talking about their program. So it's 5 to 9 or 5 to whenever on Wednesday night. And, of course, there's no charge to enter. You just come over there and drink a beer and have a chicken and burgers and look at all the – they got. Anybody that likes a bike is going to love
it. Oh, yeah, those classic motorcycles are great.
Yeah.
They're
so
pretty.
So that's going on. And I guess the last thing, and I will not be running, but on July 5th, the Floribama is going to have their annual Freedom Run, and it benefits A Hero. One of the beneficiaries is A Hero, which is the veteran support group that we work with. So that's Saturday morning. It's a 4-mile run for the real enthusiasts, and it's a 1-mile fun run on top of that. So that's of course after the 4th. There may be a couple of activities going on the 4th, but I'm not hosting anything for that. So anyway, we got a few things in the hopper, and of course today I'm just pumped about this. First time we've had Modern Eldorados at our Sunset concert.
That's so going to be a great show.
We're excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, should be a lot of fun. So as usual, I got a few things on the plate going on, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and chat with you folks about it. We got a couple other things in the hopper that we're working on as well, but that's for another show.
Well, you know, you're always welcome to come back on. Hey, Danny, real quick, for people that are interested in any of the things you've talked about, is there a Facebook page? Is there a website? Do y'all have a dude standing on a corner with a sandwich board doing tricks and stuff? How do people find out more?
The best two sources are either my Facebook page or the Alabama Coasting Facebook page. That's the one that gets updated most of all. That's Alabama Coasting. Because we're, you know, Alabama Coasting is not a place. It's an attitude. It's what you do down here in the South. We coast through the weekends and coast through the week. So
that's what
our Alabama coasting is all about. That too.
Coast at work.
So we got a few things going on. But the website's probably the Facebook page is probably the best place for it. So anyway, we appreciate it. You guys have plans for the 4th as well?
Sweating.
No. Sleep late.
I was going to go on a Biloxi schooner to Deer Island, but that mug sold out so fast that I think I may be sitting in the house watching fireworks on TV the way the Lord intended.
There you go. That might be my option as well.
I'll tell you what, I've been on Horn Island in August, and it is not no paradise at all. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Instead of a bird sanctuary, they have a mosquito sanctuary.
There's not a single mosquito on that island. They're all married and got big families.
That's your dad joke of the day. All right, Danny, good hearing from you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. You guys take care.
All right.
I was going to say something about that town they were in, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's good. We're family friendly.
Well, since
you're not.
Since I've been talking trash anyway, so.
All right. 251-343-ALT-1-ALT-6.
They like the smoky sauce. But over there in old Memphis, I drive rug ribbons, balls. The folks down in Georgia, they can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu. All that cats is
drinking that wine.
Well, Michael, I guess at some point we should mention the nation's birthday.
Yeah.
You're the big birthday guy.
Yes.
Turn into big 250.
250. This, yeah, that's right.
250.
Same as the Army. The Army's older than the country is.
Well, that's imagine because that. Without the by Army, few, we would have a month.
By about a month.
I wonder almost. How that happens.
You know, right. I've been doing a series three of shorts weeks. On Delta Safari that are what ifs of historical events.
I've been seeing those.
Yeah, and I just, what I do is I pose the question to an AI generator, and it gives me a list of things that possibly could have happened. Hmm. And then I turn it into a script. And the one I'm doing that hit this morning is what if the Louisiana Purchase never happened? That Thomas Jefferson, right before he signed, went, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The I United found a States better place of, over here. Yeah.
The United States of America, according to the projections, wouldn't be much larger than the 13 colonies. It'd be the 13 colonies in the South, part of the South. And everything from that was Louisiana, had Napoleon held on to it, would be France today.
Yeah.
The only English would be in Canada, and then France would control, or Spain would control everything west of the Louisiana Territory. They'd still have California, New Mexico.
We'd be eating baguettes and cheese and drinking wine every day.
You mean like we do? Because we live in an area dominated French culture. Did you know that America was that Mobile was part of Great Britain for a whopping 17 years?
Yes.
Yeah, and that was it. We were British for 17 years, and we were kind of like,
well, if you study the,
we don't get it. Y'all get on out.
If you study the history over in the City of Five Flags, in Pensacola, you'll know that that was part of the,
Pensacola was the capital of West Florida, British West Florida.
Yes.
And the British got Mobile from the France in the Treaty of Paris.
Correct.
And then during the Revolutionary War, the Spanish said, hey, the Brits ain't paying attention to Mobile. Let's go get it.
Yep.
And the folks here in Mobile were like, oh, you're here to conquer us? Oh, horrible. Here's we'll leave the door unlocked. No need for a Trojan horse. Get come these limey boys back out of here with their black and tan beer.
Yeah, we'll even feed you.
And mushy peas.
As Tom Selleck said in Quigley Down Under, well, we got rid of all the vagabonds. We sent them back to Britain where they came from.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
Mushy peas and none of the fish and chips are all right, but mushy peas.
The fish and chips is fantastic.
And putty? No, I don't want that putty. Or the mushy peas. Mainly the mushy peas. Yeah. I don't like whole peas, not much less.
Yeah, but there's the Beatles and Pink Floyd and the Stones.
Oh, yeah, they did great. Well, I won't hold the Stones thing against them since they gave us Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Yeah. And Bowie was phenomenal.
Yeah,
Bowie. I loved early Bowie.
Well, it helped make Jimi Hendrix famous and helped make the Doors famous and
Ziggy Stardust.
That album was phenomenal. Yeah.
And Yoko Ono. Don't forget about Yoko Ono.
Anyway. There is a
you ever grabbed a cat by the tail?
Yeah. There is That's a Pink John Floyd did. Concert.
He recorded it.
From the 60s. There was a club in London called the UFO.
Yep.
And since they didn't understand what UFO meant, they called it the UFO. And Pink Floyd was doing a show at the UFO club. And at one point, you could see that one of the false spot operators is a completely nude Yoko Ono. One of the cameras pans over just to you, and that's John Lennon's wife, and then they go back to showing the band.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. But the 60s, I read, I think it was Saucer Full of Secrets, which was
the show turned into a horror show real quick.
Your Isaac fan.
It was a biography about Pink Floyd. And in it, they said that the things they were doing in London, they were trying to be as cool as the kids at Haight Ashbury in San Francisco, and never realized they were far more far out and creative and outlandish than the people in Haight Ashbury were. That London was really the epicenter of that counterculture.
Well,
movement.
You know, perception is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we learned that well. Yeah. too well.
So this Friday's the 4th.
Yeah.
it's a big grilling day, which in the South, every day is a big grilling day down here anyway. Yeah. So I love to grill during the winter because the weather's perfect for, to me, for grilling outside.
Yeah, it's finally comfortable.
Yeah, but but
ain't no skeeters.
I know everybody's going to be hitting up these barbecue places. You better check with your favorite barbecue place because a lot of them are going to be closed Friday.
As they should
and
be.
And Saturday.
My gosh, it's one day a year you can't light your own barbecue grill.
Yeah, go get one of them little throwaway grills.
We need Facebook entertainment, so please light your own grill.
And don't waste time with lighter fluid if you're going to do that. What you need is some high-octane gasoline.
That's right.
Not only will it get that fire going, but the flavor is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I would suggest grill some fish.
This a lot is of people don't think about fish.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's what they would have had at the first 4th of July mm-hmm. if they celebrated with the that's Thanksgiving. But, yeah, actually, the first 4th of July celebration was probably in the 20th century. I don't think it was a holiday until the 20th century. I'm not sure. An official holiday. I don't know. I mean, half the calendar now is federally observed holidays that you don't get to observe unless you're a member of the federal government.
True.
Yeah. What is it, 42 paid holidays now?
Yes.
Something like that. Unless you don't work for the government, and then it's about 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, every day's a holiday at the government.
And every day's a holiday when you live on the beautiful Gulf Coast.
As we do. Yep. As we do.
Yeah.
So the big plan for the 4th for you gentlemen.
We'll grill something. YouTube. We'll grill something.
Yeah. Frozen
something?
Pizza.
What is
I've been
whatever he runs over.
I've been hankering one of those chickens that are already split open.
Spatchcock.
Spatchcock, yeah.
Yeah. Spatchcock hen.
I'm glad I got you around. Yeah. Help me with my words.
I will
sometimes throw
a recommendation at you that is no fuss, no muss.
Okay.
All you need to do is light your charcoal grill. Publix has in their meat section these marinated, boneless, skinless chicken thighs. And they have all kinds of marinade. Hatch green chili, chimichurri. They have Italian. Just get some of those, throw them on the grill.
There you go.
Yeah, it won't take too long. Won't be too bad for you. And it's whatever flavor you're craving that day.
Paul, let me ask you, in Grand Bay, what are you doing for the 4th?
I will be celebrating my daddy's 85th birthday. He was born on 4th of July.
Oh, really? There's a movie called
Yankee,
that.
He's a true Yankee Doodle Dandy.
There is a movie called that, you know, born on the 4th
of
July.
Yeah. It ain't real patriotic.
What's your daddy's name?
His name is Paul Arnold Sr.
Okay. Are you junior?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what else are you going to do the whole weekend? That's great. It falls on Friday. You got the whole weekend to celebrate.
Well, I got family coming in, and I'll be going to work. Saturday. Yeah, man. I'm in one of those businesses we never shut down hardly except for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll put you this way. I'm the last man to ever let you down.
Oh.
Wish your dad happy birthday from all of us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank y'all very much.
Hey, thank you for listening. Happy 4th.
Got to go. Mike.
Folks, be careful out there. Yep. Nope. Don't blow any fingers off.
4th of July, half the drivers on the road are inebriated. Keep that in mind. That is a statistic that is alarming.
Which half?
The drunk half.
All right, y'all. And be sure to cook some provolone on it.
Provolone.